And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a day the Lord hath made. If he made it, we better rejoice and be glad in it. It is lovely to be here this morning, in spite of having to fight and battle the snow and the rain and the slap and the slop. But we're here because we need God's blessings, because God has provided them for us. Brethren, we've been given a brand new year. Not according to God's calendar year, but a year nonetheless. It's a beginning point. In Exodus 12, first two verses, God said to Moses, "This month shall be the beginning of months for you." And that was not January. So God's calendar is different from man's calendar. And many people say, well, it's the Jewish calendar. No such luck. It's God's calendar. God expects us to observe and to acknowledge and to follow his calendar. How is your spiritual life going, brethren? Up and down, sideways, not on point. It ought to be. God expects us, as his word tells us here in 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 17. Let's examine ourselves this morning and see the measure and the kind of growth we are having day by day. Second Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 17. "You therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." Verse 18. "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen." Christian growth. Growing in God's way of life. Even though the calendar year is not God's year, it is a beginning point. It's an opportunity to start all over again. It's an opportunity for us to measure where we are. Paul is saying here, Peter rather, to grow in grace and in the knowledge. And I want to speak to you this morning about these two areas of growth that are necessary, that are vital, that are areas in which we should be showing great progress. Growing grace. Some years ago I gave a sermon on grace. What is grace? The definition is, grace is unmerited favor. We didn't deserve this, but God gave it to us nonetheless. So we are supposed to grow in God's grace. Grow in God's mercy. Grace and mercy and love are synonymous. We are to grow in God's love. Someone we hated last year, let's see to it this year, that we strive to love that person more. That determines Christian growth. If you carry your anger and your animus from year to year, are you growing in grace? Are you growing in God's love? Are you growing to be like Jesus Christ more and more? No, we must strive, we must try, we must determine to grow in Christian love every day. Has your love grown since last year? Are you a better person this year? What is it, 7 days into the new year? Hope you're marking your growth. When our children were smaller, they started walking, they started talking, we as parents would take them to a wall and mark their height. That's your height now, baby. And from time to time, we would take that child back to that marking point. Oh, you've grown. Look at you. You're a big girl now. You're a big boy now. It's the same thing with us. We need to have a point of demarcation, a marking point where we can see and measure our progress. So Peter says here to us, let us grow. Let us go forward. Anything that has life ought to grow. I remember my two boys, and they were little boys. Then they became big boys. Your kid once was a little kid, and now he or she is a big kid, a bigger person, and that is the measure of growth. And God expects us to grow in grace, in love, in kindness, in forgiveness, grow to be like Jesus Christ. Grow in grace and in knowledge. This year ought to measure you as a more informed Christian. Think of the many sermons you've heard. Think of the many sermonettes you've heard. Are you internalizing those things, or is just the minister speaking, or the deacon giving a talk? That ought to be internalized into your system, so that if he speaks about love, you ought to be measuring up more in love. You ought to be a more forgiving person, because you're growing in grace and in knowledge. Are you understanding your church a little better? Are you understanding God's way a lot better? Are you a better person as we come to 2017, man's calendar? But yet it's an epoch, a particular time, a time to measure our Christian growth. Grow in knowledge. Let us internalize God's word. Let us let God's word live in us. It's one thing to have a Bible, a book, but when we are done reading it, we put it down. We ought to internalize what's in there. We ought to set it in our minds, in our hearts, and in our lives. Let us grow in wisdom, in understanding, and in the grace of God. The world still thinks of Christ as a babe in a manger. That's all they know. But Luke chapter 2 and verse 52 says, and Jesus increased in wisdom. Was there any more wisdom for Christ again? I thought he knew everything, but he increased in wisdom. Is it likely that we are expected to grow in wisdom? We're not meant to be stable, we're meant to progress. Psalm 37 and verse 23. The steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. It is for us to grow, step forward, step up to the plate. This is a popular statement. Step up and grow in grace so that you can become a better person in God's army and in God's government. Let the child increase in wisdom, stature, his physical growth. So many people are still thinking of Christ as a baby in a manger. But Christ became a man, and Christ has become our Savior. He died for us. He was God's gift to mankind. And it's up to us not to treat Christ like a baby in a manger. That's nearly helpless. But as he increased wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Are you growing in stature with men and with God? Are you a better Christian today than you were yesterday, last week, last year? You ought to be. You ought to be growing in favor with men and with God. Men is men and women. Let people see you as someone who is on your way upward. You're growing to be like Jesus. You've been attending church for years. Are you inculcating the qualities of Jesus Christ? Are you growing in wisdom and stature and in understanding with men and with God? How does God see you? Does God see you as someone making spiritual progress? Or God sees you like, well, he's just sitting around. He's doing nothing. He's not making progress. He's not growing more and more to be my son, to be my child, to be my project. Could you imagine if Adam and Eve did not grow? They did grow. They were born as grown people, weren't they? But they had to mature. They had to do better with every passing day. And God expects us to grow in grace. Grace being love, mercy, kindness, Christ-likeness, and in favor with God and man. God expects us to grow in wisdom. God expects us to grow in stature. If your babe, your baby, not your wife, we have a common thing of saying, my babe. No, if your child stays for months in that crib, and you don't have to get out of a onesie, you don't have to change to a bigger size, you'd be surprised and shocked and stunned and want to know what's wrong with my child. Where's the pediatrician? Where's the nurse? I gotta find out why my child is not growing. Can you imagine God saying that about us? I've been feeding this child with milk, the milk of the word. He's been coming for weeks and months and years, but he's not getting out of that stage. Still have to change his diaper. Isn't toilet trained? You would be mad, wouldn't you be? Naturally, because as long as there's life, there ought to be growth. And if you have infused in you the life of God, what are you doing still at that same one point? Still a babe in Christ? The word says, as newborn babes desire the milk of the word, that they might grow thereby. We are no longer babes in Christ. We've been coming now for weeks and for months and for years. It's time we start talking about being baptized into the word of God, into the work of God. It's time we start talking about making another step or two. Remember when that child was a little fellow? And you felt it was time for him to walk. You put him on the floor. Said, up, stand up. My daughter-in-law saying to her daughter or granddaughter, up, 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 up. Child would struggle and get to her feet. Come to mommy, come. And proudly and pridefully, we'd encourage that child to make that first step. And as he or she makes that step, we move back a little further. Come on, come to mommy. God is willing and anxious to work with us. God is willing and anxious to see us make progress, not to stay a babe all the days of our lives, but to grow. We said before that when that child is a certain age and height, we put a mark on the wall. This is where you are, babe. And then another year or two, he said, let's see if you've grown any, babe. And you take that child back to that mark. Wow! Look how big mom's daughter has come. And you meet another man. And as the time goes by, the child is as tall as you. The child has grown so much. God expects growth of us, brethren. God expects us to mature. God expects us not to stay in the milk of the word all along. We need the word every day. We need to internalize the word. But God expects us to grow in grace and knowledge and understanding to become more like Jesus Christ. Let's try to understand more this year. What our church teaches? What is your church all about? What are you all about? What are you doing about maturity, progress, and becoming more like Jesus Christ? It's time your church entrusts you with responsibility. It's time you get mature so that you can be entrusted with things. And not only be entrusted with things, but carry them out. So many of you get entrustment and a salary and responsibility. And the next thing you know, they're falling under responsibility. They aren't being there. They aren't carrying out their duty. The next thing you know, the minister has to take away that responsibility from you. and give it to somebody else. Let that be us. Let us show God that we are maturing, that we are becoming more like Jesus Christ. Because eventually, brethren, God's going to take us into his family, which he's begun doing by giving us life in Jesus Christ. And he's going to take us into his kingdom, where we will be given responsibilities. And if you cannot carry out your responsibility, it will be taken away from you. We're going to help God in the kingdom, brethren. God's going to say, all right, I want you to take these two cities over here and make something of them. No, I can't run a city. We laughed at Giuliani. We laughed at Koch. They said to Koch. But you know, one of these days in God's kingdom, you'll be given a city or two to run, depending on how God sees you progressing now. You can't say, no, I can't do that. No. God has given you his spirit, and his spirit ought to make you grow. You ought to grow in the spirit and likeness and kindness and maturity of God. God has big plans for you, brethren. You're not going to stay human all the days of your life. You know that, don't you? You've been given spirit life at conversion, and it goes from there until, as our minister says so many times, from dirt to divinity, from human to spirit life. And God is judging us based on how we grow. The Bible tells us that judgment must begin at the house of God. And it has. So God is judging you, just like you judge your child. You knew that at a certain age, he or she should have been doing X, Y, Z. And if he's not doing that, you take him to the pediatrician. Why is my child walking? Why is my child slurring his words? Because we want our child to be on point and to be where he or she ought to be at a given age. This morning, God is looking at you, brethren, and me. And God expects, as a parent, certain behavior, certain actions, certain Christ-like attitudes, because he infuses these things into us by his Spirit. God expects if promotion will come. We will have deserved it by virtue of our behavior. As God judges our behavior today, brethren, let him see in us progress. Let him see in us that an attitude of wanting to do his will. Let us show God that you're willing and ready for promotion. One of these days, we're going to be helping Christ and God the Father run the world. It's going to be a new world. A whole brand new set of procedures. But unless we qualify now, unless we show God now that we are able, he's not going to give us bigger burdens. What he'll do is drop us off. There's a popular saying that once you're saved, you're always saved. That's not so. Once you're saved, once God has given you his spirit, he expects you to grow in grace and in knowledge and in understanding and in the ability to handle responsibility. Those of you who are leaders on your job, you know how frustrating it is. You give somebody something to do and not doing it. You're tempted to just take it away from him. But you know his peevish attitude. He'll be mad at you forever. But if he's not functioning, you have to go on to somebody else. Are you functioning in God's economy? Are you where God expects you to be now? We have a brand new year. Let's make it a marking point. Let us tell God by our behavior that we're willing and we're able, because he has given us the means whereby we can grow. He's given us his spirit. God's spirit is not stagnant, but God's spirit is only given, as Acts 5:32 says, to those who obey him. Let us obey God and grow in grace and knowledge so that God could give us even greater responsibilities. God help us. in our growth and in its pattern.